Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For thousands of low-income residents around the country, the future of their homes could hinge on the results of legal battles playing out in federal courts. A Boston law firm has a leading role in those cases and is stirring controversy in affordable housing circles. WBUR's Beth Healy has the story.
The big Boston law firm Nixon Peabody has built a national reputation in affordable housing, with lawyers representing nonprofits and developers and advocating to preserve homes for people with low incomes. But at a recent hearing in appellate court in Boston, they were not playing for the home team.
May it please the court, I appear today on behalf of the appellants Amtax Holdings and Tax Credit Holdings. I respectfully request...
That's Lewis Dolan, one of Nixon Peabody's litigation partners. In this high-stakes lawsuit and others like it, the firm is working for a different set of clients, investors looking to squeeze cash or control from low-income properties. The firm's client here is a Denver investment group, Alden Torch Financial. It's in a dispute with a nonprofit in Boston's South End called TDC, or Tenants Development Corporation. At stake are 36 brownstones that TDC manages for low and moderate income residents in a wealthy neighborhood. Dolan argued in court that TDC should have sought permission from his client before trying to buy the property.
We are absolutely saying that they violated their contractual and fiduciary duties. We are also saying that they violated their statutory duties.
Okay, is that a separate argument, your claim that there was a...
The brownstones were renovated under a federal program that gives investment firms tax breaks in exchange for funding low-income housing. After 15 years, the nonprofit running the property gets a chance to buy it at a low price, and the investor is supposed to walk away, having reaped those tax benefits. At least that's how Congress intended for it to work. But Alden Torch and other investors are now refusing to move on or looking for more money on the way out the door. In this case, millions of dollars. They're hiring firms like Nixon Peabody to help wage their legal fights.
They came into this program with the purpose of generating as much on the back end as possible by taking money out of affordable housing. That wasn't the understanding when the original investors invested in the deals.
That's Robert Rosen. He helped write the federal law on low-income housing tax credits back in the 1980s. He and others who work on affordable housing are alarmed at the headway Nixon Peabody is making for investment clients in five federal courts, including New York and Detroit. If successful, these cases could set precedents that let investors use taxpayer-backed housing for their own gain. That could hurt nonprofit housing groups, including the kinds of clients Nixon Peabody represents. Rosen says he's surprised that Nixon Peabody's affordable housing lawyers are allowing the firm to pursue these controversial cases on behalf of investors.
I would think that those attorneys in those practices would be quite concerned that the litigation practice is taking on the affordable housing industry that they have represented for many years.
Nixon Peabody declined to comment for this story. It's not uncommon at large firms to have lawyers take opposite sides of issues, but legal specialists say scenarios like this can cause a business conflict where a firm has to decide whether it can credibly offer services to both types of clients. In the Michigan and New York lawsuits, Nixon Peabody is representing SunAmerica, a unit of the Wall Street financial giant AIG. In both cases, SunAmerica has pocketed years of tax benefits, but is now suing to keep the nonprofits from buying the properties. Rosen, the affordable housing specialist, says the authors of the tax credit law never anticipated investors making these aggressive moves.
Absolutely not. It's a new phenomenon. It's outside capital, in most cases private equity capital, coming in, gaining control, never contemplated and didn't exist for most of the life of the program.
Efforts are underway in Congress to clarify the law and stop these disputes. In the meantime, nonprofits are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars meant for housing to defend themselves from investors. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.